Hey guys, welcome back to this week's episode of the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast. And this week, I have an extremely special episode for you guys. I'm actually going to be coaching you through a short, high-intensity interval training workout today. And there's a couple of things that you're going to need. So first thing is a spin bike. So you're going to need access to either a gym, or if you have a bike at home, that's great. If you don't have a bike, feel free to swap this in for any other form of cardio. That's the first component of the workout. The second component is you're going to either need a treadmill, a running track, or a sled. Now, preferably a sled is going to be the best option for this one. And if you don't have a sled in your gym or a prowler, then a treadmill with the treadmill turned off is going to be your next best option. So what I want you to do is get ready for your workout. If you're in the gym already, then that's perfect. If you're not, if you're at home, just pause this podcast and come back to it when you're in the gym. But once you get all your exercises or once you get all your equipment ready, I want you to get ready by doing a quick warm-up, mobility, foam rolling, activation through your glutes, whatever you need to do to get yourself ready for today's high-intensity interval training workout, because it is going to be tough. It's going to be a very solid session, but I'm going to be talking you through the whole thing, step by step, through every single interval we do. So once you get everything ready, guys, press that play button and we'll get into the workout. Hey guys, welcome back. I'm glad you're ready to go. This is going to be a big session, but I know you're going to enjoy this, and I'm going to be here with you every step of the way. So the first part of this workout, as I mentioned, is going to be on the spin bike. Okay, so what we're going to do is a very short interval block here. It's called Tabata training, where we're going to work for 20 seconds at a time with 10 seconds rest between each round. Now, your efforts need to be standing up. I want you to go as hard as you can on the bike. Put the resistance up nice and heavy, and then your recovery, drop it right back, take a seat, roll the legs over, recuperate, and then we go again. So we're going for 4 minutes. That means there will be a total of 8 sets in this little block here. So get yourself ready. If you've got a drink bottle, have that nice and close because you're going to need it. But I need you to go 100% on every single effort. All right, so let's get ready to go now, guys. We've got just over 5 seconds until this first effort, and then we're gonna get into it. Ready to go, first round in 3, 2, 1, let's go. All right, we've got 20 seconds here. I really need you to push, okay? So up out of your seat, going as hard as you can. Let's push now, we've got 20 seconds of work. Let's go, that's more than 10 seconds gone. Keep pushing all the way through to that 20 second mark and then back it right off. Let's go, 3, 2, 1. All right, set number one done. I want you to be back down on the seat, rolling the legs over, nice and light resistance. Very short rest, and we're going again in 3, 2, 1. Up out of the seat, let's go. 20 seconds, max effort. This needs to be hard, guys. It's only a short period of time. We're only doing short intervals here, but to get the most out of it, you need to put in the work. You need to go as hard as you can. So let's go, put in the effort. Getting close to summer now, guys, if you're in Australia. 3, 2, 1, back it off, we've got 10 seconds rest, that's 2 sets down. So by now you should be already gassed, guys. If you're putting in the effort, you shouldn't be able to talk, you should be really struggling, and we're going again in 3, 2, 1, let's go. Up out of the seat, this is set number 3 here. Let's put in the work. Get the most out of this session, guys. I want to be pushing you the whole way, that's halfway, 10 seconds gone, you've got 10 to go. Really push through that pain barrier. Think about how intense you're actually working. We need to be pushing ourselves, 3, 2, 1, 3 sets down. Take this recovery. Do not keep pushing yourself. Roll those legs over, nice and light resistance. Ready to go again. 3, 2, 1. This is set number 4. Let's go. Up and out of the seat. Really push yourself. Push yourself past that point where you're comfortable. We need to get out of our comfort zones if we really want to make a difference. Let's go. That's 10 seconds gone. You need to push yourself. Come on. Let's go. I'm doing this with you. Get up. Let's go. Out of your seat. 3, 2, 1, and just like that, guys, we're halfway. We're 4 sets in, and we've got 4 to go. Doing extremely well here. Take that recovery. We're going again in 3, 2, 1. Set number 5. Let's go. I know it's hurting, but you need to push through it. Come on. The benefits of high-intensity interval training only come around if you're putting in the effort and getting that intensity through the roof. It needs to be better than average. It needs to be every single thing you've got. Nothing left in the tank. 3, 2, 1, good. 5 sets down, 3 to go, and then we're going to take a long break, okay? So you get recovery in between this next set. Just think about that finish line. 3, 2, One, set number six. Come on, work harder than everyone else in the gym. Make the most out of this session. We're only working for a short period of time, but we're going to make the most out of this interval training, getting rid of that body fat. We're just stripping body fat. You can just feel your fat crying right now. 5 seconds to go. 4, 3, 2, 1, and that's 6 sets down, guys. We've only got 2 to go. I know it hurts. I know how hard this can be. You've probably had never had a longer 4 minutes in your life. Going again in 3, 2, 1, up out of the seat. Let's work. Come on. I don't feel sorry for you guys because I know what it takes. I know what it takes to really work at a high intensity, and you need to push yourself past that point. As soon as it gets hard, that's when you need to push harder. Get the most out of this session. 3, 2, 1. Just like that, guys, we have 1 round to go, and then you get a 2 minute break. All right, 5 seconds now. Last set, make it count. 3, 2, 1. Up out of the seat. Let's go. As hard as you can. I don't want anything left in the tank. As hard as possible. We're getting to point nearly halfway. 10 seconds down. 10 seconds to go. Let's go. These are the ones that count. This is the last set. You really need to put in the work. Come on. 5 seconds. All the way through. 3, 2, 1. Back it right off. Put that level right down. All the resistance is right down now. We're back in the seat. Just rolling the legs over. Take your time here. We're going to do this for about 60 seconds. And I'm going to get you to pause the podcast, go and set yourself up for either your sled push, your dead mill sprint, which is a replacement for the sled if you don't have it in your gym. All a dead mill sprint is you're going to leave the treadmill turned off, you're going to hold onto the rail at the front of the treadmill and sprint against the belt with it off. If you don't have either of those options, then a sprint on any form of running track or an oval or whatnot is perfect. But the aim is to only have 2 to 3 minutes rest between these two sections of the workout. So we're only doing 2 of these. But the purpose is to have the intensity up through the roof. Okay, guys, so we're approaching about 40 seconds gone now since we've finished. So just keep rolling those legs over for another 20 seconds. Then, like I said, pause the podcast, give yourself an extra 2 minutes before we start this next block. All right, 10 seconds left on the bike. Just keep rolling those legs over, get the lactic acid, flush it out. Your legs are going to be nice and heavy when you hop off the bike. All right, 3, 2, 1, and we're done on the bike. Okay, so what I want you to do is pause this podcast. You're going to come back in a second, and when you come back, you're going to have 30 seconds to get yourself ready for our next block. All right, guys, pleasure to have you back. I'm sure by now you don't want to do this next part of this high intensity interval training, but we're making the most out of our workouts, guys. So far, you've only worked for 4 minutes, and really, you've worked less than that. Okay, you've worked for about 3 minutes. So what we're going to do in this next block here is we're going to be working for 20 seconds again, but the rest is going to be longer. Okay, so it's maximum effort 100% for 20 seconds, followed by 40 seconds recovery, and we're going to do 7 sets, and this is going to finish us off. So if you're on the sled, I want the resistance relatively high, so you might want to add a couple of plates on the sled. If you're doing dead mill sprints, that's fine as well. You're going to hold onto the rail at the front of the treadmill and sprint as hard as you can against the belt. It needs to be everything you've got. That's one thing I need to get across to you guys, is that high intensity interval training is often done wrong because people don't go hard enough. You need to go as hard as you possibly can. I'm sure you all know the feeling that you used to get when you were at school and you did the 100 meter sprint. You'd run as hard as you possibly could, and it may only take you, 12, 13 seconds, whatever it might have taken you, but you were wrecked for a long time after that race, and that's the feeling we need here. So we're ready to go for our first set. Going in 3, 2, 1, let's go. 20 seconds. If you're on the sled, you're going up and back, however long the sled track is, just as far as you possibly can. If you're on the treadmill, you're driving your knees nice and hard. If you're outside, you're sprinting as hard as you possibly can. That's 10 seconds gone. Keep pushing. Do not slow down. You need to make the most out of these efforts. This is set number 1 of 7. 3, 2, 1, back it off. Good job, guys. You got 40 seconds here, 40 seconds to yourself. I'm going to stop talking for a little bit here to let you get your breath back. Keep the podcast going. Don't pause it. I'm timing your rest for you. All you need to do is listen to me when I tell you to go and tell you to stop, and I just want you to put in the work. Let's get the most out of this session. I may not be there with you guys, but I want to be right in your ear. I want you to feel like I'm actually there training you and you're getting the most out of this. You feel like that I'm there to support you. We've got 10 seconds to go until we go again for set number 2. 5, 4, 3, 2, One, let's go. 20 seconds of work. Just when you feel like you're going as hard as you can, push even harder. I want you to push past that pain barrier, guys. I know it hurts. I know this feeling. I know it sucks. But you're going to reap the rewards out of this. The benefits are huge. You've got 5 seconds to go. 3, 2, 1. Back it off. 2 sets down. Job, guys. Doing really well so far. Got 5 sets to go. I know it really sucks, but think about how good this is. We've barely worked for any period of time here. This is only going to take you, what, if you're doing it to the exact amount of time, it's going to take you around about 13, 14 minutes to complete this whole thing, including your rest between part one and part two. So it's not much time, but the benefits you're going to get is huge. We've got 10 seconds now until we go into set number 3. Get the air in, into the nose, out to the mouth, ready to go in 3, 2, 1, set number 3. Let's go. 20 seconds. How hard can you push yourself? How hard can you really challenge yourself to get better, to lose that fat, to gain that muscle? Are you working as hard as you can? Are you letting someone else beat you? Let's go. 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Good job. 3 sets down, 4 to go. Now, this is all just you versus you. You're just challenging yourself here. You need to make sure that you're pushing yourself harder than you did last time. Because that's what it comes down to, is you trying to be better than what you were yesterday every single day. So we've got 4 lots of 20 seconds to go, and then you're done with this HIIT workout. How good is that? Don't get me wrong, it's a short period of time, but the work you're putting in now is more than most people will put in an hour. Less than 10 seconds now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and let's go. 20 seconds of work. How hard can you push yourself? Don't be average, guys. Be better than average. Let's go. Really push. Push yourself. You've got 5 seconds of work. Come on, that's nothing. 3, 2, 1. Stop there. Good. 4 sets down. Doing really well. Like I said, I know the feeling. I know how hard this is. I know you want to quit right now, but we've got 3 sets to go. 3 lots of 20 seconds, guys. It's only 60 seconds of total work. That's nothing. If you're on a sled, make sure you're getting as maximum distance, the maximum distance that you can on every set. If you're on the treadmill, just drive those knees. Really get that belt absolutely flying. I know how hard it is on a deadmill sprint. They're one of the hardest exercises in the gym. Got 5 seconds now. Ready to go again. 3, 2, 1. Last 3 sets. 60 total seconds of work. Make them count. 5 seconds gone. Are you doing better than the last set? Are you really pushing yourself, or are you only half-assing it? If you're half-assing it, then why bother? 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. Rest. Good. 40 seconds recovery. So in this recovery period, guys, your breathing is really important. In through the nose, out through the mouth. Big, deep breaths. Make sure you're recovering. Stay upright. Stay on your feet. Try not to sit down, because that lactic acid will build up. You've got 15 seconds to go. I'm here with you every step of the way. 2 sets left. 10 seconds now. 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Push yourself. Come on. Do not slow down. You've come this far. Why back off now? Why quit so early? Come on. 10 seconds to go. Think about how good you'll feel when you finish. 3, 2, 1. Good job, guys. We have 1 set to go. We have 1 lot of 20 seconds and you are done for today. How good is that? How good are you going to feel when you're done, knowing that you've left nothing in the tank? On the opposite end of the spectrum, how are you going to feel if you feel like you gave up on this last one? If you gave up on that last 20 seconds of work when you know you could have pushed harder? Get the air in. Mentally prepare yourself for this last set. We're going to go as hard as we can. 20 seconds of work. Then I'm going to be with you for 40 seconds and then you're done. All right, 10 seconds now. 5 seconds. Big set. Let's go. Make this one count. Make this your best set yet. 3, 3, 2, 1, 20 seconds. Let's go. Push. Come on, I'm here with you. I'm supporting you. I'm right there. Imagine that I'm standing there, right there, watching you. Come on, let's go. 10 seconds gone. 10 to go. Do not back off. Come on, don't quit on me now. 5 seconds. All the way through. Do not stop yet. 3, 2, 1, and rest now. Good job. Stay up on your feet. I want you to just walk up and down. If you're on the treadmill, hop off the treadmill and just go for a walk around the gym. If you're on the sled, just walking up and down the sled track. If you're outside, just walking around. Stay on your feet. If you've got a drink bottle handy, grab some water. Hands up above your head. Let's get the air in. Guys, it's been an absolute pleasure to help you out with your workout today. If you have enjoyed this type of podcast where I'm basically there training you, let me know. I'll do more of them. Okay. If this has worked for you, then that's great. Leave a review on the podcast. Make sure you subscribe if you haven't already. But let me know. Send me an email, danny@dannykennedyfitness.com. If you just completely thought this podcast today was shit and you didn't get anything out of it and you don't think that you would do this type of workout in the gym listening to your headphones with me kind of there coaching you, then let me know as well. All feedback is good feedback. All right, guys, I want you to keep walking up and down for another 60 seconds. Once you're done there, you're going to go and have a stretch. Hop on the foam roller if you have access to one. And most of all, enjoy the rest of your day. As I said, it's been a pleasure taking you through today's workout. I hope you've got a bit out of it. I'm very happy for you guys. I'm hoping you push yourself as hard as you possibly can because I know how good this feeling feels now once you're done and you know that you've given everything you've got. So enjoy the rest of your day. Hit that subscribe button if you haven't already, and I'll chat to you in next week's podcast.